Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Kick off your day with free coffee and cookies and enter to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the ranch or dealer nearest you.
Too early to get your hopes up too far, but AP saying that a deal has been reached on USMCA. President Trump telling reporters yesterday that there's a lot of strides that have been made over the last 24 hours with unions, adding if they put it up for a vote, it'll pass. Fox Business News first reported an agreement between Trump and Mexico, along with House Democrats, and that it could be finalized and ready for action before the House of Representatives adjourns for the year. However, details reportedly still need to be finalized. Implementing legislation must be submitted to Congress, and then the House has to schedule a vote on the agreement. Of course, that'll be done by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That news came as 158 lawmakers penned a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying, let the deal be voted on. That letter organized by former House Ag Committee Chair, now ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway. USDA extended their regular series of weekly crop progress reports by 2 weeks here in 2019. Yesterday, the final report of 2019. Their next report will come in early April of 2020. Final numbers really boiling down to three crops, to the corn crop, sunflower crop, and the U.S. cotton crop. USDA indicated 92% of the U.S. corn crop now harvested, 89% of the U.S. cotton crop now harvested as of Monday, December 9. The numbers basically on corn are the ones that a lot of folks are scrutinizing. The trade was expecting closer to 94% done by yesterday afternoon. Didn't quite get there. According to Darren Fessler, who's a commodity analyst up out of Lincoln, Nebraska, says that almost a billion bushels projected anyway, still not harvested as of this week, 967 million bushels to be exact. That includes from Michigan, Wisconsin, and especially North Dakota. They only have 43% of their corn crop now harvested. Iowa, 95% done, but still over 100 million bushels projected not harvested in Iowa to date. Iowa Department of Agriculture did say warmer, drier conditions in the last few days did help Iowa farmers move forward with harvest, and that all districts in that state have at least 90% of the corn crop now harvested here for 2019. As for the U.S. cotton crop, 89% now harvested, another 6 percentage points harvested in this latest week. We're up to 91% of the Oklahoma cotton crop now harvested versus 83% a week earlier. Texas up to 82% harvested versus 74% the week before. Kansas likewise at 82% harvested versus 71% harvested the week before, according to this final crop progress report of the season. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Since becoming the first USDA-certified mediation provider for the state of Oklahoma, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies work together to reach realistic, durable solutions to the challenges they face. Learn more about the OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or contact us toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's a check for your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.